Uh-oh, you're in a falling elevator. Then you're lost in the woods, surrounded by a pack of wolves. Then you're stuck on a boat in the open sea, and your hands are tied. It's just not your day. But you're not scared, because you'll be prepared for these and any other sticky situation. Only a grizzly bear won't touch you if you lie down and play possum. All the other bears can go at you. If the bear does, pepper spray is the best defense. If you come face to face with a coyote or a wolf, don't run away and don't turn your back. Look the wolf in the eye and slowly step away. Now, don't let a pack of wolves surround you. Press your back to a tree, choose the right moment, and climb up as soon as you can. Climbing a tree won't help with bears. They can climb them too. You can turn ordinary matches into waterproof ones. Just apply a thin varnish coat to the matches and let it dry. They won't get wet even if you drop the box in water. Replace your regular shoelaces with paracord laces before camping. In a dire situation, when you don't have enough rope, the laces can give you a few extra feet. You can make a torch with a log. Hold the log vertically and make a deep, star-shaped cut on the top. Put some dry grass and sticks inside and set it on fire. The log will light up quickly and can burn for hours, regardless of the size and tree type. Don't eat wild berries or mushrooms if you're not sure whether they're edible. They can make you sick, or worse. Eat tree bark to fill your stomach. The inner bark of maples, birches, and pines is perfectly fine to ingest. Use a knife to cut off the rough outer bark and get to the softer white one. You can boil it to make it soft, or cook it over an open fire to make a crunchy snack. You can eat it raw, but good luck chewing it. If you don't have a watch, you can use your fingers to figure out how much daylight is left. Raise your hand out to arm's length. How many fingers will fit in the space between the sun and the horizon? Each finger width equals about 15 minutes. So, 3 fingers means you have 45 minutes until the sun goes down. If somebody is tying your hands with a rope, this person is not your friend. So, don't straighten your arms out in front of you. Hold and lock your elbows into your sides. Keeping your fists close to your body will create a gap between your wrists. When the moment is right, straighten your arms and shimmy your hands out of the rope. If the person is tying your outstretched hands, then try to stretch your elbows out to the sides. You should also flex your fists really tight. Main thing, you want a gap between your wrists, and these subtle tricks should do that. Need to make a fire, but the wind is too strong? Dig 2 holes next to each other and connect them with a small tunnel. Make a fire in one of the pits. The wind can't put it out, and the air to the fire comes from the second pit. It's also a good trick when you need to build a campfire, but you want to stay unnoticed, especially from the guy trying to tie you up. Next time you get some bubble wrap, don't pop it. Take it camping. It'll appreciate getting away. Actually, it'll keep you warm better than even a few thick blankets. These small air bubbles create insulation that traps your body heat. It's also waterproof. But if you get lost in the woods and left your bubble wrap at home, grab as many dry leaves and grass as possible and put them between 2 layers of clothing. It'll keep you warm for a long time. On that note, putting on several thin layers of clothing is much more effective than wearing one big coat. The air between the layers warms your body. Watch out for rip currents when you're swimming in the sea. They can even be close to the shore. They'll carry you out further and further away if you don't know how to break free from them. To do that, don't try to swim against the current. Swim parallel to the shore. Sooner or later, you'll get out and will be able to swim safely toward the shore. So, you're back in the city, and if you're stuck in a falling elevator, don't try to jump right before the crash. You won't even be able to time it right. And don't squat or sit. You need to lie on the floor, spread your legs as wide as possible, cover your face with one arm, and put the other hand behind your head for protection. You'll reduce the pressure on your body in such position when you fall. Back to camping, and it's still not going well. You're lost and haven't managed to create a fire signal for rescuers. But they're flying above looking for you. To get their attention without smoke, use a small mirror. Hold it at such an angle that it reflects sunlight towards the helicopter. This glare is noticeable even from a big distance. Your glass phone screen can work the same way. Well, it hasn't rained for a long time, and there are no ponds, rivers, or lakes nearby. You're thirsty. You can still get drinkable water from the trees. Wrap a leafy branch in a plastic bag and leave it for a few hours. Trees sweat, and condensation will gather in the baggie. Don't eat snow if you're thirsty. It's mostly air instead of water. Your body will spend more energy trying to eat as much snow as possible, yet you won't quench your thirst. It'll also use up precious heat to warm the snow up. Better to melt it first, then drink up. Always try to sleep higher if you get lost in the wild. You can stretch a fabric hammock between the trees, or put logs and leafy branches on the ground and then lie down on it. The temperature drops at night, and the ground becomes cold. It takes away your body heat. If you fall through the ice, don't try to get out like you're getting out of a pool. If you put your hands on the ice and try to pull yourself out, the icy edge holding you up will probably just break under the pressure. You need to hold onto the ice and try to come out as horizontally as you can. Then, kick your legs as if you're swimming, help yourself with your hands, and slowly belly crawl out and away from the water. A little meditation can make your panic go away. No need to get down in the lotus position and say, Just control your breathing for a few seconds. Focusing on your breathing redirects your attention from the tense situation at hand to inside your body. The panic goes away, and your thinking gets sharper. If you're in the desert now, try to move as little as possible during the day. Find shade or create it from improvised materials. Sit in the shade until dark. At night, you'll use less energy when moving, and you'll avoid the scorching sun. If you have no water in the desert but have food, don't rush to eat. The more you eat, the thirstier you get, since the body uses its hydration to digest food. A person can go much longer without food than water, so don't be afraid to go a little hungry. If you find yourself in a boat in the middle of the sea without food, your vessel can help you fish. The shadow of the boat attracts them. You can use anything for bait: your phone, assuming it's lost all its juice, your watch, keys, and as a fishing line, you can use shoelaces. Tie the bait and drop it in the water. Even if the fish don't bite, this will help you get rid of boredom and panic. Hey, hopefully you'll never need these tips, but now you'll have them just in case. And you won't be the unhappy camper.